Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this Wednesday, August 1st. You heard it right. It's the 1st of August. And summer is flying by too fast for my liking. Way too fast. Yes. I am here at McDonald's. Here at 1711 South Saginaw Road in Midland, as is my custom. And I have with me, of course, the Coca-Cola, large size this time, and a order of America's favorite fries. Delicious every time. You know, I rarely ever get a bad fry from McDonald's. Really, very rarely. Generally, they're not like real hot. They're at least really warm. And they usually have a healthy dose of salt on them, for my liking. And the way they're made, make them some of my favorite fries. So that is part of why I claim that McDonald's is the home of America's favorite fries. That, and they used to actually use that slogan in their advertising for fries years ago. And that's why I say it. Speaking of McDonald's, let me say this right off the bat. Tomorrow, 50th anniversary Big Mac promotion at McDonald's. And here's how it works. Starting at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, you can come to McDonald's. You can get a Big Mac. And while supplies last, you will receive a collector's coin. 5 different designs, one for each decade of the Big Mac's life. And so, how it's going to work is that coin is going to be a currency. What you can use that coin for is another free Big Mac. Starting on Friday, if you want to make the deal even sweeter, you can use your McDonald's app to get a $1 Big Mac as one of the sandwiches, which is exactly what I will be doing tomorrow. I will be using the app to get my $1 Big Mac. So I'll get a $1 Big Mac, and then assuming I'm early enough to get the coin, I'll also get that coin. And then I'll be able to use that coin for a free Big Mac and a future visit. Here's something I could really do if I was crazy enough. I'm not saying I'll do this. I could go to one McDonald's, use my coin to get that Big Mac. Then I could go to another McDonald's, get a soda. I mean, buy a soda and then use the Free Fly thing on my app, as it's Free Fly's Friday on Friday. Use that thing to get me a free fly. So I could essentially have lunch or dinner Friday for a dollar if I really wanted to. But I'm not going to do it necessarily, but it's just a thought. But I am here at McDonald's, and I told you earlier this summer about how to me I've been a big McDonald's fan since I would say around the age of like 4, maybe 5. I used to enjoy their stuff at the age of 4, 5, 6, and 7. But when it came to the point for me where I was enough where I'd pick it on my own, like with Mom and Ray, or I would say I want McDonald's. By that point, I would say I was like 7 or 8. And let me rephrase that. I think I was a bit younger than that, maybe more like 4 or 5. These apps, these mobile orders, are part of how these deals that they have on the phone, these daily deals right now, like how you can get a dollar sandwich every day, among other deals. Like Thirsty for a Deal Thursday. I forgot about that one. That means I'll be able to get a free pop tomorrow. And that's part of their cradle to grave advertising. And when you have these kind of promotions on the app, it's like a reward system, trying to get you to come back and come back and come back. Only this, all you have to do is register and you can get all these deals. Normally, you'll have to earn deals, like at Starbucks. G, can you clarify this? At normal places, it's a reward system. Generally, you have to earn the free goodies. Am I right?
You are right.
See, you heard another person. Generally, you have to earn the free goodies or the money off. This time, you just got to register. I'd like to see McDonald's have it part of both. So that way, as you go, you can earn freebies also. But they got the Happy Meals. They got... Even though they don't advertise on children's television shows like they did, they still are totally into cradle-to-grave promotion of their products. And some of these food companies, that's the way how they can make money. Coca-Cola's done it. PepsiCo's done it. Now, PepsiCo, they're also in the snack food industry, as they got Frito-Lay, among some other brands. But they all want your money. They all do. But I'm really excited about that coin thing. I hope even after I spend the coin on my Big Mac, I hope I get to keep it as a keepsake. I really do. Because it's special. Even though the Big Mac, well, I like the sandwich. I don't know if it's my favorite sandwich or not, but it's been such a key part of McDonald's for the last 50 years that to me it makes it really cool. And so that's why to me it's a big one. Now, I'm just going to let you know right now, kind of what the plan is for tonight. We have some possible shattering news in regards to the NFC North. We got a linebacker, a very important linebacker, who is projected to start for Green Bay this season. He has a torn ACL. I'll let you know some more about that later when we get into sports, along with the Tigers, what happened with the Tigers today and yesterday. And did you hear about that Mets-Nationals game last night? That's coming your way in sports. And in terms of what we're going to read from tonight, we're going to look at Joshua chapter 7. So after Joshua and the Battle of Jericho, the next chapter, as well as Hebrews 11. And then I'm going to exhort based on what God gives me. Now, I want to encourage you to, over the next few weeks, just to find a way to take some time and just enjoy the sunshine. And anyway, get outside. My opinion, this is about the nicest weather of the year here in the summer. Got a full month of it left. And then September is anybody's ball game after Labor Day. So, about a full month of summer left, maybe a little more. It all depends on what Mother Nature decides to do. But my point is, take some time to enjoy it. Whether you want to go to the beach somewhere, or maybe you just go out and pray on your patio or something, but enjoy the summer when you think about it. Just don't take it for granted. And also, if you're on a vacation somewhere and you're looking for some food, or you're looking for some souvenirs, it doesn't hurt to shop or eat somewhere local once in a while. No, I'm not from Occupy Wall Street or anything crazy like that. But I will say, it's good for the economy, you know, when you buy local. Sometimes. And what I mean by local is you're on vacation somewhere and you're driving through Everett, Michigan, or maybe you're up in Traverse City. Maybe it wouldn't hurt, or maybe you'll say in your like Delaware, Ohio. Just throwing that out. Sometimes it doesn't hurt to, instead of going to that national chain, to go to that place that's based in a Delaware or Ohio or a Traverse City or something like that. Because then you're putting money back into that local economy. And by the way, some of those diners, like in Ohio, like if you want a true diner vibe, one of the best diners I've ever been to is down in Toledo, Ohio. It's called Smucker's. The restaurant that's been around since 1947. So it's older than McDonald's. There's only one store. My understanding is the same family's been running it for 71 years. They carried it on from generation to generation. They have lots of good food to choose from. I've had two meals there, enjoyed them both. I can't wait to go back. As a matter of fact, it looks like I'll probably might be going to Cedar Point in about 2.5 weeks or so, which means I just might have to make another stop at that diner. Because for me, that Schmucker Diner has now become a part of my restaurants that I must visit list when I go out of town / out of state. And when I talk about, you know, these restaurants, diners I must visit, there are a list of restaurants / donut shops and what have you that I've been to that I really like. Many of them are local to a given area. For example, in this state, Donna's Donuts in Flint, Banana Boat in Flint, let's think of another one. Buttercrust Bakery of Bridgeport. Schmucker's of Toledo. And different places in other cities and states. So, like, for example, I got couple certain places in Chattanooga, Tennessee that I really like. Of course, one of them is a chain, but a couple others of them are not. But it's cool. So when you're out there, it's just something to think about. Now, I'm just going to explain to you real quick. Oh, wait a minute. One more thing. Around, and if you're going to Ohio or something like that, the state of Ohio this weekend has their fourth annual sales tax free weekend here on the August 3rd to August 5th. Items exempt from sales tax include clothing items of $75 or less per item and school supplies of $20 or less, among other items. Now, I'm just going to take a minute and explain to those who are new to the show about how they can tell people about how they can be a part of it. Now, you to connect to the show, you can go online to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. When you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. And then the search bar, you will type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that is Upfront Entertainment. After you type that in and hit the enter, then you'll see a link. The link is to our channel. Our channel is called Living Large, and we've done about 185 shows now. So it's powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. 185 shows. And we want you to hit that like button, that follow button. Here's why. Because when you hit that follow button, you'll start getting notified when we get ready to do our broadcasts, our shows. For example, Monday night, we're going to do have our next show here at 6:30 like normal. And you'll get notified a few minutes beforehand. Show's going to go live, and then it'll be awesome. Also, we want you to know that it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart idea. Always. Always. Thing to listen to the program on your smartphone or your other electronic device, because we use all these devices for all kinds of other things. Check the weather, pay your bills, among other things. So why not lose it? I mean, use it for something that's going to change your life, like listening to this radio show. Amen. Now, we also, in addition to the website, we have a telephone number that you can call in and you can talk to me. We can I can pray with you. We can just talk together if you need some guidance. You can call in to thank me or correct me if you think I say something I should fix. I'm just open. You can call me at the show. We can talk about generally whatever you want to talk about. I do have one exception. I will let you know what that is, though. I will let you know what the exception is after I give you the telephone number. The telephone number to get on board the Preacher and the Miracle Man show is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Welcome you to call in. Absolutely. We had a fantastic caller last night. Told a great story. Told me a great story about a great testimony about that suit that was over $1,000 and you got it for only like $30. That was awesome. That's part of Testimony Tuesday. We can talk about just about anything on the show. We'll talk sports. We'll talk about faith in God. You can ask me a Bible question. You can tell me why you think instead of drinking all this Coke that I like to drink, why I should drink either some Pepsi or some Dr. Pepper. Or whatever. We do have one exception, however. This show is not a political talk show. I will not use time on the show to endorse political candidates. I do not use time really to discuss politics hardly ever. And if you call in and you just insist, I got to tell someone about this. I think the president, my governor, I'm going to say, hey, how about you pray for the leaders that have authority over you, as the Bible tells us to do. The Bible tells us that we are to pray for those who have authority over us. It's not a suggestion. It's a mandate from God. And when God says something, I obey. So I'm going to tell you that you should obey too and pray for your leaders. Yeah, but that person is for abortion. Pray. Don't pray the sikkim prayer. But I'm going to tell you to pray for your leaders, and I'm going to tell you to vote. I want you to vote biblical first. Vote Bible first. Vote for people that are pro-Bible, pro-God, pro-life. Sorry, I don't mean pro-life, but I mean pro-Bible, pro-prayer. Amen. That's the kind of people I plan to vote in to office. So I'm going to tell you to pray for the leaders that have authority over you. And I'm also going to tell you to vote. As in America, citizens like I am, we have a right to vote. And if you're not voting, then you don't have the same leverage to be able to complain and scrutinize the way that someone who is voting does. And that is the last word you will hear from politics from me tonight. Hallelujah. Now, with that, let's pray before we open the Bible. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the show tonight. I thank you for these listeners who have made the choice to join in and listen to me. I mean, I'm just speaking, but you, God, is ultimately the one speaking. I'm just the messenger. But thank you that these listeners have made the choice to come on board here for a little while and study the word with me as we look at it to see what it says. And as we come to learn about faith, because I know people need this faith stuff. People need it. These are tough times, and people need faith. That's why I spend, Lord, that's why I spend all this time teaching, reteaching faith. I thank you that these people will be ready to receive. They're ready to participate. Their hearts are alert and their minds are receptive. Thank you that they will just enter in to you, God. Be able to just hear you tonight, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that anyone who does not know Jesus would ask you into their heart right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I claim that you would anoint me, that you bless me as I open the Bible tonight and we study your word. I pray that as I teach and exhort, that I would say what you would have me say tonight, Jesus, as opposed to someone else. And that you would be the one, Lord God, that is showing them. Lord, I hereby confess over the show tonight that finances come into the show, claim that the amount of listeners on the show multiplies all the time. Multiply, multiply, multiply. I pray that partners, sponsors come on board who want to help me do your work, that they come on board and want to help. And I thank you that new equipment comes to the show. And most importantly, I claim that salvation takes place on the show regularly. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that in advance. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now, would you open your Bible, please? Open it up to Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 7. Yeah, praise God. I'm always excited for the Word of God. I love what it's done for me very much. We should be thankful we live in a place where we can worship openly, where we can serve God openly. We should always be thankful for that. Always. Now, I'm at Joshua 7, but as you're turning, I just want to encourage you to please participate. Be a part of it. So, if I pray, you pray. When I open my Bible, as I'm doing right now, you open it and study with me. If I sing a song tonight, you sing. When I exhort in a little bit, you follow along. And so, what I do here at McDonald's, you do there, wherever you are. Praise God. All right. Joshua chapter 7. And the Israelites acted unfaithfully in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimphi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, he took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth-Aven, to the east of Bethel, and told them, go up and spy out the region. So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they said, not all the people will have to go up against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary all the people, for only a few men are there. So about 3,000 men went up. Oh, but they were routed by the men of Ai, killed about 36 of them. They eased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted, and they became like water. Then Joshua took his clothes, and he fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there until evening. The elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads. And Joshua said to Sovereign Lord, why did you ever bring this people across the Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. O Lord, what can I say now that Israel has been routed by its enemies? the Canaanites and the other people of the country will hear about this, and they will surround us and wipe out our young from the earth. What then will you do for your children? I mean, for your own great name. The Lord said to Joshua, stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them with their own possessions. That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction. Go consecrate the people. Tell them, consecrate yourselves in preparation for them. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. That which is devoted is among you. O Israel, you cannot stand against your enemies until you remove it. In the morning, present yourselves tribe by tribe. The tribe that the Lord takes shall come forward clan by clan. The clan that the Lord takes shall come forward family by family. And the family that the Lord takes shall come forward man by man. He who is caught with the devoted things shall be destroyed by fire, along with all that belongs to him. He has violated the covenant of the Lord, and he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. And with the next morning, Joshua had Israel come forward by tribes. And Judah was taken. The clans of Judah came forward, and he took the Zerahites. He had the clan of the Zerahites come forward by families, and Zichri was taken. Joshua had his family come forward, man by man, and Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Then Joshua said to Achan, my son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and give him the praise. Tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me. Achan replied, it is true. I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them, and I took them. They are hidden in the ground, inside my tent, and the silver underneath. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. And there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver underneath. They took the things from the tent brought them to Joshua and all the Israelites and spread them out before the Lord. Then Joshua, together with all Israel, took Achan, son of Zerah, the silver, the robe, the gold wedge, his sons, his daughters, his cattle, his donkeys, and his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have you brought this trouble on us? The Lord will bring trouble on you today." Then all Israel stoned him. And after they had stoned the rest, they burned them. Over Achan, they reaped up a large pile of rocks, which remains to this day. Then the Lord turned from his fierce anger. Therefore, that place has been called the Valley of Achor ever since. All right. All right. We're going to spend a little time talking about that later. Let me just see what time it is right now. All right. Now let's go to Hebrews 11. All right, Hebrews 11. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here, and I'm going to trust that you are there, too. If not, then you just catch up to me as I'm going to start reading. Now, faith is being sure we hope for evidence of things not seen. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For without faith, for before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in a promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with them of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers. On earth, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child. They were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Through faith, conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword. Whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed into. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. Destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. First two verses of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right. Amen. Now, they won the Battle of Jericho, Joshua and the Israelites, but then, next chapter, something happened. Well, I shall explain. Oh, the Israelites leave Jericho, and then they go to their next place. They took some of their devoted things. Joshua decides to send a couple of spies to Ai, said, go look at it. And then the guys tell Moses, we only have to send a couple thousand men up there. There's only a few men up there. We won't be overtaken. It won't even be that bad. Well, they go up there, and they're totally overtaken by the men of Ai. 36 of them died, and they got thrown back, and they were routed badly by Ai. Many of the other men were injured severely. You want to know why the enemies were so severe against the Israelites? There was sin in the camp. There was sin in the camp. Achan took some of the devoted things. He hid them on the ground, inside his tent. He hid those devoted things. When God had told the Israelites, do not covet, do not take the devoted things. Achan coveted them. He thought they were beautiful. He took them. Achan finally confessed that he had done it. They took Achan away, and they buried him under a big thing of rocks. Because that sin was in the camp. And God said to Joshua, I won't leave you until you deal with this. I will leave you until you deal with this. And they cast lots, to see what was, called out all the tribes. Sure enough, tribe of Judah. And I said, which clan is it? this clan, the clan comes up with Aiken in it. And sure enough, it was Aiken who had taken those devoted things. You can't have sin in the camp. You can't have sin in the camp. If you believe in God for miracles in your life, in your family, if you're the leader of your household, you can't have all kinds of sin in your life, open or closed. And you can't say, oh, God won't see what I'm doing. He sees it. It's just a little ring or whatever. He sees it. And Joshua was not happy with Achan. You want to know what? Neither was God. They had just won, like, the biggest battle and beat Jericho. But then the Israelites decided, for whatever reason, not to obey God. And Achan decided to hide those devoted things. Oh, it's just a little peach. God don't care. Sin is sin is sin is sin is sin. Sin is sin. You've got to ask God for forgiveness. Also, sin from person to person. You wrong somebody. You can't hold grudges and not forgive them. The Bible tells us to forgive everybody. And lack of forgiveness to other people, that is also sin. And if you want God to move for you, if you want to win battles as a family, just like as the Israelites, you've got to get that sin out. You have to. You don't have a choice. That's sin. They can't. That's why they had so much trouble with AI. That's why 36 of the people died. And they said AI doesn't have that many people. Well, no. But I tell you, and you know what? If you've ran away from God, you need to come home, back to God. Rededicate your life back to God if you're a prodigal. God will forgive you. God will welcome you back in. He wants you to come back. He loves you. He really does. He really does. He loves every one of us. And if we've fallen down the wrong road and gotten into some things we shouldn't be, we need to repent. But ultimately, we shouldn't be slipping all the time. We should just be at this place where we're right with God. It is true, all have sinned, but at the same time, you just got to be right with God. Have to. It's really important. This Achan stuff is serious business. can't steal, can't cheat God, you can't lie to God about stuff. You'll have to give an account for that in heaven. But God is willing to forgive us. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you right now for this word. Thank you for what we read tonight. Thank you for the great word that went forth. And thank you for the faith verses, as well as for what we read in Joshua 7. Thank you, Lord, that these listeners put up with me and what I had to say tonight. I thank you that we will all get this, and we will all realize that it is important that we live for you in what we do, Lord. And I just thank you that we will take this to heart and put it to practice, that we would always have respect for you, Lord. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, sports action. Well, the Tigers were able to sweep the Reds this series at Comerica Park. That started with a 3-2 win over the Reds on last night. And then this afternoon, with Mike Fier starting, they got a nice 7-4 win. Tigers over the Reds again. And it's good to see that they're starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm, maybe. I will tell you, though, that lead that the Indians have over the Twins even is 9 games. 9 games that the Indians lead the Twins by 9 games in the AL Central Division. Can we catch up to the Indians? Maybe. If we work hard enough, we'll have to see. Now, this Mets versus Nationals game in New York City last night, the Nationals essentially put on a clinic. They scored 25 runs, only gave up 4. 25 runs, 25, 25 runs. The Mets said never give up anything like that, ever. 25 runs over against the Mets. And one of the pitchers was an emergency pitcher that was only to be used in emergency situations. And they get beat 25-4. It had been many years since any team scored that many runs in a game. And let me tell you, it got ugly in there quick. Got really ugly. That's just not something you see every day. It's really not. 25 runs put on by one offense in one 9-inning game. Now we got the Tigers on another series this weekend. Now, let's talk some NFL. One of the Packers linebackers, one of the really important ones that was supposed to be a starter this year, had really great potential. He tore his ACL at practice yesterday, was carted off the field. Looks like he will not be playing this season for the Packers. Does this help the Lions? To that I would say, maybe. We'll have to wait and see what happens here in Southeast Michigan. Now, let me tell you something kind of funny about Michigan. In parts of far western lower Michigan, like northwest lower, like way west, I'm talking like a bit north of Ludington, I think, and then up in big part of the UP, you got a lot of Packers fans. But once you get a little more south and go east, further away from Lake Michigan you go, it's mainly Detroit fans. But even GR is, I would say, mainly Detroit fans, but I can't say they all are. I can't even say all of them are, because, you know, even in Detroit, you got to admit, there has to be a few, maybe, people who live in Detroit area, maybe that came over from Milwaukee or Green Bay or something, and they're Green Bay fans. But I'm just saying, for the most part. And we can fighting that all day about, well, I'm a Lions fan. Well, I'm a Packer fan. Go, go, Pack, go. I say, nope. I hear the roar of Ford Field to the Lions. And so we'll have to see what happens there. Other Lions news. This is actually Ford Field news. The owner of the Lions, the president of the Lions, they're looking at possibly someday putting a retractable roof on Ford Field. Right now, it's only the feasibility stage. Here's something you need to look at, a couple things. One, it has never, retractable roofs has never put on a stadium that was originally designed to be inside. Ford Field, when it was designed to be indoors. They have put retractable roofs on stadiums that were originally designed to be open, but never this way around. Never. So that's one hurdle. Second hurdle, of course, is it's very expensive. But about this idea of what was designed to be inside would now be outside, that could present some challenges, I think. Can I say whether or not I think that retractable roof will happen? I can't say right now whether it will or won't. But the reason is that they're trying to get a Major League Soccer team in Detroit. And honestly, I like that idea. I think it'd be a cool thing for Detroit to have a Major League Soccer team there as well as the other big teams. However, Major League Soccer prefers open-air stadiums. Originally, they were going to look at putting a stadium at a proposed Wayne County jail site, but that fell through. And that was one Major League decided that in that round, they were going to bid for two teams. Detroit did not get selected. They're supposed to select two more teams this year, maybe, in which case Detroit might get selected. So you can count on the Miracle Man Show for updates on this story as I try to bring you all the latest as I hear about it on all things Detroit sports. And that's one of my goals, is to have a good sports program, too. Speaking of sports, one last bulletin, and that is that Football Central is going to start up in small form in about 3 weeks. It'll be in full form, however, in about 5 weeks once college football, pro football, and high school football are all started. And we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. Lots of fun. And I'm really looking forward to doing this for you guys. It's going to be awesome. Most of it's going to be based on what I did last year, but I decided that I'm going to put a name on it. So, Football Central. And it's going to be fun. So, with that, folks, I pray that all of you have a safe weekend. Hopefully you can enjoy yourself in the nice weather somehow this weekend. Be safe and sound, live in great peace and great joy. Be a powerful witness for Jesus until I talk to you again, which will be Monday. In the name of Jesus. And I sure love you. All right, until Monday, folks, God first. God always. So long, everybody.